October 4th. The morning sun shone into the valleys between the buildings of downtown, glowing brightly on the window glass as it crept down the stories toward the street vendors, setting up their wares on the broad sidewalks. Canby watched the inching progress of the light from his penthouse window, trying to take in every detail of the city. From the top floor of the Kimball House, he could see nearly out to Kennesaw Mountain, and from there, and from every cardinal point of the compass, he could see railroad tracks emerging in the distance and winding their way down through the hills toward Atlanta, light glinting off the hard, polished steel of the rails. Terminus had been the city's original name because all the rail lines ended here. Even the streets, in their motley arrangement that defied the grid of city blocks he'd seen in other towns, followed the rail lines in a crooked, crosshatched patchwork of lines, and all the lines met in the building across Prior Street from the hotel, in the roundhouse, where they terminated in a convergence of metal that marked the city's center, its heart. He liked Atlanta best in this light, the morning light that promised bustle and energy, hope for the day. It was the light that had greeted him and Angus each morning as they walked down Whitehall Street to open his father's little school. Angus would throw open the school doors and light the wood stove as Canby washed clean the slate board, and they readied for the arrival of Angus's pupils, the day's work waiting to begin. In the early morning in Atlanta, one felt that all things were possible. He had not felt such promise last night, riding in from Decatur. Stone Mountain had loomed like a wall of iron off to their east, its vast face glowing dull gray in the moonlight. Canby had turned the conversation back to the new detective, the black man. Vernon's great experiment, or else gamble. A striver, Vernon called him, who scrimped his janitor's pay for tuition at Atlanta University, taking a class or two as often as he could manage. The son of slaves and born one himself, but ambitious. The type that might have a long simmering resentment for the likes of Alonzo Lewis or L.J. Dempsey.
You've helped him along quite a bit in that regard, haven't you? Canby had asked. You gave him a hell of a promotion.
Indeed. He is the first of his kind. We'll turn up the heat on that kettle and see if it boils.
If he's the killer.